My se spíjeme korona. Lista po korona. Lista vypadne po korona. Tvoj máša, a ako iš mi je sreo, či je v tom min hakonim hnev, či tu po korona, či mu ha Izraeli, či nema an pandel kifle po korona. To si je mora spíše, da je pandel v tom spasi. To je tvoj práša se spíjeme na korona. We have the end of Parshas Bo, which is a discussion about the places in the Parshas Bo.
I hope you said to do this.
Yes.
Kaddishly.
Okay. At the end of Parshas Bo, we have Vaidaber Hashem Moshe L'mor. Kaddishly called before Peter. Okay, so the question is that a mitzvah? What does that say?
Is that a mitzvah? Yeah. Number 18.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's number 18. What mitzvah is that?
Someone's done some preparation.
What mitzvah is that? It's number 18. What mitzvah is that?
Kiddush is Bechor, but not only Bechor, but
Kol Peter. Right.
Kol Peter.
Right. Kiddush is Bechor. But no, there's no question of pidyon there. It doesn't say the mitzvah is pidyon there, right? By Yom Mashalom, it's ketzeva. So that's the first, right? And you have later, within that parsha, this bothers me a little, and we'll see if, we have later in Bo that it says, Vayaki Yiviyacha Hashem El Eretz HaKanani Hashem Yishba לחוב על הבסך הוא נסונו לוח ועברת כל פטר רחם השם וכל פטר שגר בעימו אשר יהיה בכל אז יכולים השם וכל פטר חמור תפתר בסך that's list as mitzvah or whatever it is you cast off whatever you know וכל פטר חמור תפתר בסך
mitzvah 22 וכל פטר חמור תפתר בסך 22 23 is because of all I'm up to 57
okay Chol petach hamor tifteh v'seh, v'losiv deh v'arachtem. V'chol b'chor adam b'vanech ha-tifteh. So what do you think of that? This bothers me. Why is Pasha Kodesh? Why is v'chol b'chor adam b'vanech ha-tifteh? Matter of fact, I'm looking at Kiddushin. It's bothering me.
A quick perusal.
Yes.
That's
counted,
but
the Adam is not
counted.
It's not counted there. Right, not counted there. Although, take a look at the Kiddushin. I took a quick look around. I didn't see anything. Okay.
We have his wrong email.
Don't they have both?
Yeah, I used to get emails from you.
No. I think I have both. I think, you know, I didn't want to change that. Look at this, too.
Usually Joel's good at that forwarding, so it should be a little bit of a need for forwarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaptesmanal. What does it say in Kaptesmanal? Kaptesmanal, it says, Kol mitzvahs ha-ve'al av, anoshim ha-ve'al av, anoshim ha-tur. It's a famous Kol mitzvahs ha-av al-ben, anoshim ha-ev, anoshim ha-tur.
Okay.
Now take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do I know Mrs. Pidyon HaBen lived Doso? Now it's about 12 months in the Bible. What happened with Doso? Manal Mitzvah B'chol B'chor B'necha Tifteh. Where's that Pasuk? It's the Pasuk I just read. The Pasuk I just read, B'chol B'chor B'necha Tifteh. Where's that Pasuk? It's Shmos. Petach Hamor Tifteh. Motiv are b'chol b'chor b'necha tifteh. The Lord actually that pasuk is something else. You know what that pasuk is? The pasuk is a b'sisa. I haven't figured out what's seen. There's a Marek Al-Ghazi talks about this, but a Chol Adam Bivanecha Tifter. Okay, so that's the first pasuk that's in Parshas Bo. And then we have this pasuk that's brought here in Kedushin. Kol Bechor Banecha Tifter. And that Kol Bechor Banecha Tifter is in Shmos Lamed Zalid. And Kisisa, we also have this mitzvah board. Mitzvah Kisisa, where is it? Kisisa Chof. Kisisa Chof, it says, Kol Peter Rechem Li, Vachol Niknecho Ti Zohar, Peter Shor Vaseh, Ufeter Chamor Tifdeh Vaseh, Vi Lo Tifdeh Va'arav Tov, which is a repetition of what we had in Bo. But Bo is where the money of mitzvah is carried. Kol Bechor Banecha Tifdeh, Velo Yehro Fanayim. See that? So how come we skip over Bo? And why is it that...
Why do we need so many psukim?
Because only in Karach is it where it gives you the details. Karach, Chav Shalom, and all that. That's where the details of the Torah are. Let's just say you can say the Torah repeats
the Okay, shy. So what's with the Gemara
in Kedushin? They don't have to buy assays to give you many assays.
What's with the Gemara in Kedushin? What's the Gemara in Kedushin bring the Pasuk in?
That's the question.
Okay, not only that, but when it wants to learn, we'll see this. No, this is called Bechor Vanech. But if the heich of the little parke Abu, and when the father is
does not repeat it.
He himself has to be a father himself. Dichsi. Now we're going to bring the pasuk in Karach. The pasuk in Karach says, "Kol Keter Rechem L'Chol Basar Shekhu Hashem Adam Yivu Ma." There, from the double lashon of Hador Tifteh, we learn that there's a chiyuv for you to be quite yourself. So maybe the reason that, I don't know, so let's take a look. If those before Adam, to learn Hashem mitzvah al kol ish in Yisrael, she yifted in a quite you know, two before the Imo Yisrael, she nema, that pasuk is coming to teach me that it's totally on Keter Rechem. Kol Bechor Peter. Kol Rechem B'nei Yisrael B'adam Ugo B'him Anu Nihu. Perish Peter Rechem B'sih HaShem. Everyone has Tzadi Beis. Perish Tzadi Beis. Shehai of Yishan was Torah Rechavim. He's the first one to break through. When Gnekein Amrits of Rechavim Bracha, Shehaba Akrachim is falling, if someone comes after Nefel, call Nefel Sheimo to make Tamea Leida, Machmasa Habar Arav Enum Bechor Rechavim. Anytime that there is a child that comes out, after Tumas Leida, who's considered to be a birth, then the halacha is that the second child is no longer the Bechor Rechavim. Then Shalom Pasach has record Imo Shem Nefel Pitcho Shev Kadon Kidem. Amal Kol Nefel Sheim Yimo Tamei Leida Yishvilo Yishvilo Abba Akra Bechor Rechavim Sachs Nida is Borch Yom Zem, the second Bechor is Borch Yom Ochein Ezu Bechor Rechavim. Sometimes you have someone who's a Bechor Rechavim, Lo Anacha, that's partial. Bechor Rechavim, Lo Bechor Anacha, that's where a man has two wives.
So
Rachel's Ono is the first wife, and then Bechor, not Bechor Lenachla, Bechor Lekayim Peter Rechem. Oh, Bechor Lenachla, that Lo Lekayim. Someone can be a Bechor Lenachla, is not a Bechor
Lekayim Peter Rechem.
Okay, and you have a Bechor Lenachla, that Lo Lekayim. So you have the Gemara has different examples. Bechor Lenachla Lokan. The Gam Amar Shem Sheish Bechor Lekol. That's Pasha. A man has one wife and married her. The first child comes out. He's a gracious owner. The Yesha Eno Bechor Le'echemehem. So there's a case of Eno Bechor Le'echemehem. Interesting case. Eno Bechor Le'echemehem. When the first child is a cesarean. Okay, the next child is not considered to be Bechor Lenachla. Because it's not Rachel's own, no. But also, interesting, it says in the parasha of wives of the first child is not Bechor Lenachla, because by a cesarean, it's Rachel's own, no, even though it's not Peter Rechem, you don't need Peter Rechem, Bechor Lenachla, But there's a pasuk asher yivaleh, it says in parshas kisitsa, that it has to go through the process of leida. Then the Gemara says it's also not a yichor leh. Second child is also is not. Why isn't it a peter leh? But it says that any child does not have the possibility to be a b'chor l'nachla, doesn't have the possibility to be a b'chor l'nachla, also cannot be a b'chor k'dinah ben, which is strange, the whole discussion there. What about other cases where you do have that, a second wife, but in the case of the second wife, in theory, there is a possibility for that child to have been a b'chor, but because through the wife. But if through the wife herself, there's no possibility for that child to have been a b'chor l'nachla, then the halacha is it can't be b'chor b'chor l'kavah. Okay, there's so many different halachas there. Now, the other cases where one is a b'chor l'nachla, they use the b'chor of ach, kado, tifteh, b'chor adam, I'm just thinking, because there are two mitzvahs in the Torah, one for the father to be poded, the child, and the second mitzvah for the person to be poded himself. No two mitzvahs in the Torah. I don't know, as far as I know any money on mitzvah said there's a mitzvah for the father to be posed in the Torah. That's a tricky question. What's the pasuk by Mila? So take a look. What's the marker by Mila here? What's the marker by Mila? So it says by Mila. You can tell it's not consistent by Mila. It says, Lomulu, Manola, this is Mayama Avram is Yitzhak Manola. The Hecha, Loma, Avu, Mechai, Begila, Manola, this is Gimel, Avu, 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 so interesting, is that true? If you look at the Rambam, that brings that could be not consistent with what I'm saying. May then lead us to say that the nature of the son's obligation vis-a-vis the father's obligation is not the same by Mila as it is by Bechor. Okay, so we'll get into it. We'll see the Rambam. I just want to mention reading the Rambam Mishnah Torah. The Rambam Mishnah Torah speaks about what the marker is for Pidyon HaBen. It says, Mitzvah say liftos. Listen to this. Mitzvah say liftos kol ish Yisrael bina. We talked for that mitzvah. Right here also, let's see how the what has the Chinuch said in mitzvah. The mitzvah on the father. It says liftos b'chor adam. Starts off at what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah Torah that the b'chor adam has to be paid. That's interesting. How do you think you should start it off? Ram starts off, Mitzvah say, lift us call Ishmi Yisrael Bina. Tell the Ram starts off. Mitzvah say, lift us call Ishmi Yisrael Bina. Shehu b'chor l'imo Yisrael. Shenemar. Call, listen to what he says. Call Peter Rechem.
Keep reading. Come on, Ram.
One second. Call Peter Rechem Li. I'm just going to see how the Ram puts it together. Shenemar. Call Peter Rechem Li. First we have that. And he says, Venemar. Ach Pado Tifte has Bechor Olam. It's interesting. Kol Petra Ach Pado Bo Tifte has Bechor Olam. So let's see what he says here. Ach Pado Shinemar, son of Wiz Kolaymer.
Yeah, right away.
Kolaymer Shemitzvah Kol Ish in Israel. Shiyifte Min HaKayim B'no Shehu Bechor Olam Israel. Shinemar Ach Pado Tifte has Bechor Olam. Son of Bechor Olam Israel. Shinemar Ach Pado Tifte So you mean Rabbi starts off like that. Starts off with that part. So Shinema call Peter Rechem Li. Call Peter Rechem Li. And then he says, Shinema at Pado Tifta as Bechor Olam. Why do Rabbi need that to
talk
about Mitzvah say Lifta is called Ishmi Yisrael Beno. Shalu b'chor adam limo Yisrael. Shinemar. Why do Rabbi say Shinemar called Peter Rechem? If you went around, wouldn't you write Mitzvah say Lifta is called Ishmi Yisrael Beno? Shalu b'chor l'imo Shinemar. Ach Pado Tiftes b'chor adam. Why does Rabbi say Shinemar called Peter Rechem?
Because it's saying b'chor l'imo. That's why.
So just starting off the definition, that's not the noise. That the marker point around is Ach Pado Tifta.
Right. That's just saying, it's a giloy. I want it is.
Where's it start? First,
I'll just see it first. Then define it. First, I'm going to go the other direction. It's interesting. I want to tell you, what is this? You have to be fighting. called Peterefim, that's the color of mana.
It's really the principle of the Torah, because the mashma that tell me that Peterefim, I have to go back to Parshas Bo by Paro. But the same possible color says also called Peterefim before Bo by Shahir, where Hashem brought him in the
Hebrew law. Will you read it?
The Pasuk in Korah that says that the Chor Adam, Achkol says that the Chor Adam starts off called Peter Rechem, the whole Basar Shachilu Shemba Adam Barimo. The Chiluk of Mashma can know Peter Rechem. I have to go back to Parshas Bo. Singo, Makom Acher. What Makom Acher? It's in the same Pasuk. It says Peter Rechem. The Matzongo, Makom Acher, Shetola Hakosva Chor Peter Rechem. The same Pasuk in Korah starts off called Peter Rechem.
It's interesting to me always.
Let's see if it seems like the Mishnah is on the Ah, the Ikkarim is on the Ah.
The question is the Gemara. The Gemara says, I mean, Allah. So it's interesting. Bukharim and Allah, according to the, I would say, just the way I would remember this. Pasha, we have to work this out. The Gemara says, Manala, and how do you know there's a mitzvah of the father? The emphasis is the father. Now you learn both of those, what would you use as the highlight, and what would you use as the banner for the general mitzvah? Use it for the banner of the mitzvah, part of the tifter, because the mitzvah is for the firstborn son to be with there. The father gets the first shot, or the son gets the second shot. Therefore, at the end of the day, when I'm summing things up after the Gemara gives you who is chayavim, part of the tifter basically incorporates within both of the mitzvah.
I would learn it that's only is that there's an Indian that every Peterefim, even if you don't have to be quoted it, is Kodesh. Is Asher Hilshama Ligi Allah. That's the meaning. But the only one that you have to be after the Sifte is a Bechor. So he said, but from the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, I see that the only time that there's even a whole Indian that there's a Kedushas Bechor is called Bechor Peter. From the Pasuk starts off, called Bechor Peter Kol Rechem. From the Pasuk and Korach, I would say there's two things. Peter Rechem, no matter what, is Yielach. But it's Yielach, it's spiritually, but there's no din of Pudu Sifte. But the Sifta is only by Bechor. Even not Bechor is Yielach. And the Pasuk in Bar tells us that the only time that there's Lihu is when it's a Bechor.
I'm
slightly different. slightly different approach than you, my friend.
But if you would have only the Pasuk in Kerr, right. I would run it like this. Kol Peter Rechem, the whole Bosher, the Hashem, the Bosher, the Hashem, the Yielach. Every Peter Rechem, whether a Bechor or not, even though there's a Bechor.
Opening the Peter Rechem.
Bechor is not only that it's Peter Rechem, it has to be other qualifications too. It has to be whatever we define, we know as Bechor. So I would think every Peter Rechem, if it's the first thing out of the womb, that's Kodesh. And then I have a legal definition of Bechor that when it's Peter Rechem plus Bechor with a capital base, then I have to do all the qualifications of Bechor. And that I do Pidyon. So the Chinuch brings the Pasuk in Parshas Bo that the only time that it's even called Peter Rechem that it has any sort of kedusha is when it's Peter Rechem which is a Bechor. But the Peter Rechem which is not legally a Bechor, it's not even any kedusha besides no opinion.
What kind of Peter Rechem is not a Bechor?
No. I say a little more Pasuk if you don't mind.
Plain and simple.
Let's just read the Pasuk. Kol Peter Rechem l'chol basar b'adam l'beheim yielach.
Where are you?
In Kaira. It's telling the Kayan that you get the Peter Rechem. Okay, it's yours. Ach Pado Tifte is Bechor HaAdam. Okay, however, you have to be part of the Bechor HaAdam. Mahav Amina would be that Bechor HaAdam includes. The Bechor HaAdam includes a Bechor Lanachala, even if it's not a Peter Rechem. So therefore, it has to qualify that when it says Bechor, it means Dafka Petar Rechem. How do we know? Because we found the Makom Acher, the Feirush, where it says, Kol Bechor Petar Kol Rechem. It defines Bechor as the Petar Rechem. So then it's only, that's the mind of Bechor. You might think that Bechor includes encompasses not only Petar Rechem, but all Bechorim, even if it's a Bechor L'Nachala. So he has to tell me that Bechor is qualified.
Back to my original question. Why the Gemara in Kedushin starts off and says, "How do you know the mitzvahs on the father? How do you know the mitzvahs on the father before?"
Because the Gemara brings down the first time in the Torah what there's a assay, what the thing to do it.
No, but there
it brings down where the details are. How do you do it?
He doesn't say it so.
No. So Mechaira, Pashut Shad is that the Gemara goes through a process by which there's a chiyuv on the father. And how do I know if the father doesn't do it that there's a chiyuv on the son?
Positive.
Meaning, however, there are two mitzvahs under the rubric of Pinyan Ben. The mitzvah for the father to be part of the son, and the mitzvah for the son to be part of himself. So at the end of the day, now when we're going to create a headline of what the mitzvah is, since I'm not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs writing in two separate mitzvahs. One for the father to be part of his son, and the other for the son to be part of himself. I'm going to use that pasuk at the end of the day that clarifies there's a pado of the father, tifta. That's pasuk. What? Correct. That's what I'm pointing. That when the Gemara brings that first pasuk, the reason the first pasuk is to say that how do you know there's a mitzvah on the father? Because that's our emphasis in the Mishnah. But if I'm going to talk about it, I have a mitzvah, which is inclusive of all aspects of the mitzvah, which is the mitzvah upon the father and the son. I'm going to ask Pado Tifta. What's interesting would be to look at, you're looking at Mila?
Yeah,
mitzvah Yud Ches is just Kedushas Bechorot. They have Kedusha. I saw that, I looked at it. Right? And that goes on whether it's Behem Tahira, or whether it's Tamar, or whether it's go ahead, read it.
Kadesh HaBuchalos, Kol HaShiyu Kol HaBodos HaNavodim HaRishona, Kol HaYotze, Yotze Mishu Mecha Mekeba, Behem Ba'adam, Behem Ba'adhema, HaZacharam, Kadesh HaKadosh, HaVashem. Shema, Kadesh HaKol 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 HaKol
What? I mean, what we have to do is we'll look at Mila. I mean, we should look at Mila and see how Mila is brought down. According to us, how should Mila have been brought down? What pasuk should have been used for Mila?
The father's chiyuv.
No, the father's chiyuv with the fact that.
Baruch Zachar Shaloi Yimal Kisar Asa B'Nechus HaNecha Shahid. Because that's not in the form of a tibui.
Right. It's not in the form of a tibui. So what is the chiyuv? Let's look at the mental scheme. Basically, this is a good introduction to what we're going to get into now, which is the relationship between the father's chiyuv and the son's chiyuv. Let's see. Let's read through Allah, okay? Lift us before Allah. D.A. is the dual verb around the parakeet of the Hitler's and Purim. The first version of the day is Simon Shinhi. All of the mitzvah of Pinyan Ben is in Shinhi. The Dabar Hanog is Manazel, and the verb is Shokhan of Ain Dark to the Hare. If the man has many, many wives, then we know that the mitzvah is got to be in a bed over and over again. Imagine how busy you'd be if we
the Kayim should lobby against the Kayim and Ben Gershon. Because Tavar of Unreinayim, so I'm reading it the Gemara Kedushin of Tez Beis. Tavar of Unreinayim, she mechayu lo chamish abonim mi chamish noshim, she chayiv liftos kulon, she never called b'chor b'necha tif den. Pshita, at the Rechim Tavar of Unreinayim, I'm out the same a native b'chor minachal. I might have had a avmina, learn b'chor b'chor minachal. Mala holim reishas oinen, av kan reishas oinen, kamash b'lon, it's all tolling in at the Rechim. Very interesting, Chakira.
What was that? That's...
Gemara Kedushin.
That's exactly what the Chinuch says.
Right? Why he says the Havmina learned from Nachalot?
No, that's what he's coming to Bavar. Right, but I would have a Havamina that once it says Kol B'chor B'necha, that also includes B'chor L'nachla.
Correct.
Hold on, so you got to go back. That's exactly what the kind of instruction is all about.
Very good. Okay. Mitzvah Kol Yer, V'heim Einam B'chorim Ra, V'heim Einam B'chorim Lo Ra K'imim. I saw very interesting Chakira. The Chakira is, what's the nature of Pidyon Ben? The Pidyon Ben is similar to like the Mitzvah Bikurim. All the mitzvahs of Chayim are racious. Okay? So the idea is you have to go ahead and give whatever is yours racious. So the question is, if that's the case, you got you have a husband that he can have 10 wives, it's not racious, correct? Right?
It's
racious to the wife. Very interesting. So even though if you're going to define this as one of the Rubei Matzuna, like
multiple trees.
By the way, for
the
multiple fields, yes, the big corn.
Right. So is that, it's very interesting. Is it that it's the woman's first tree, but it's her husband's responsibility to give it on her behalf, so to speak? Right?
It's the husband's first free from this
point.
That's
very good.
That's what I would say.
That's the way to look at it. Very interesting question.
Yeah, of course it's the second way, because if it's a woman's first free, the husband dies at conception, before childbirth. There's no free on the woman to do it, is there?
How did you define it? Say it again. What did you just say?
It's the husband's first pre from each wife separately.
No, but that's wrong. Because if the woman already had a child from a previous husband,
that's his
first pre from her?
That's right.
So that's not a good definition.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. We'll talk about this idea of...
The husband dies before the wife is first, so he has to put himself.
What?
That's the husband has to do.
No, forget that. Not so sure Ben.
This new wife.
Not so sure Ben has to do it. I'll tell you something else. The father's alive, and the father's mace besides Mashman, that there's no fever, there's no father's. The whole question is
it becomes only from the tree. First fruits are
the tree.
Somebody has told the tree and
transfer. You've never hit the father.
You also have to get Bikurim on that.
Same year. Every year.
That's a question. Is my question of Kudus? I can't say a thing whether Bezdin gets involved. Because if you look in the Gemara over here, this is an important question. The Gemara, when it goes through Milan of Tesla, right? Frozen Bezdin. The Gemara never, by Pidyon Ben, frozen Bezdin. Bezdin is not Dutch. Although the Shulchan Aruch brings a very interesting halacha. Listen to the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Shin Hay says like this. If you do imagine such a case, there's a father, he's alive.
Correct. There's his father.
Right, there's a father that he's alive. Okay? And he doesn't depict on Ben. So they take the kid and put a necklace around the kid. That's the halacha. The necklace says, I am still not redeemed. And he keeps that around him. Imagine him going to school. Imagine.
The far look in the number.
What?
The far look in the number.
Right. So he goes to school, and every day they're playing ball. He's got this thing. I don't have a opinion of it.
Because it's Kaddish. What? Kaddish. You have to be
kidding. Isn't that really Kaddish?
Did you make a speech about this?
I spoke about when this Kaddish. It's interesting that the Rambam never goes out of his way to say that he doesn't have Kiddush. Other Rishonim go out of their way. What?
That's an argument of this kedusha.
You have to be careful what you do.
No.
You can't use it.
If you look at, I want to tell you.
It's like a car. You can
use it. You can use it. Is it Trumas Hadesh?
He passed me off.
Tshuva Reish Lamed Hei, Trumas Hadesh. It's a guy, it's a shy. Could I be actually picking on getting banned if I went ahead and gave my kid to the Kaya? This by Petach Hamori, have such a lot. Petach Hamori.
Listen, the Lashon of Pidyon Rabbeinu is my voice.
I could visualize a lot of people giving their kids away to the Kohen. Take them. I don't want
to. Which Kohen is going to take them?
That's a message.
Okay. There is no
Torah.
There is no clue. There is no confusion. The question is the end kedusha of the mamas? Okay. See, we'll get into a major chakira. The major chakira is Mrs. Pidyon HaBen really has any halacha of pidyon? Is it really a mice and pidyon or just a chayv? So very interesting. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Would you say it's Isurim and Allah is like Rab? Would you say it's Mamonos and Allah is like Shmuel? So this is the Gemara actually in Kesman Bay says that this Machlag is Rab and Shmuel and Allah is like Rab because Allah is Karab B. So we'll talk about this question of the opinion of them, which has it both as it
is. It's Isur, but the Torah.
Definitely is Malas Kumuna. But by Malas Kumuna, but let me ask you, what happens when you have the Suffolk? Now that the Ritual Gaza is going to ask a question. What happens by every case of Suffolk Bukhar, Samut Mechel Varai? Every case of Bukhar, Samut Mechel Varai. Two women give birth. One already has a child, the other has a child. The kids get mixed up. Allah is the coming. Come, start from Samut Mechel Varai. Sounds like, but you have that by all matters, spawning and the Muslims are right, right? The Kayan comes, the son of the Kayan, you know, the Kayan, the lady comes, you know, you don't know.
And the Mitzvah is not in school,
That is
another question.
Every Kayan is
in the school. Then there's the famous Machne Ephraim. The famous Machne Ephraim, can I be poigav from behalf of somebody else? What?
Every Kayan is a subject Kayan today, so you should never have to get taken out there.
Okay.
I'm not trying to give away my profession, but
I understand.
But we don't practice it. I mean, we don't go from the.
What are we doing? Why are we doing this?
We go.
You do it to once. So why did the guy continue giving him his whole life? He was always afraid that he was going to
give. Okay, let's read through
it.
This is very controversial. We'll see a Rash from Mamish text us on. Let's say that the father was negligent, the son becomes a bar mitzvah, all of a sudden the father becomes a bar tshuva, and goes, I want to go ahead and I want to do a mitzvah. The son says, tough luck, I want to do a mitzvah.
Who comes first?
This is, we'll see the, right? Yikoma koma to me ala av, the av mokhi of the mitzvah. Ach, the Allah mutal gamki. Interesting. About mitzvah lo nifka me'ah, came because of our Rav Mechah. Because of the Yira came, we're going to go through the sugya and kedushin. Very interesting sugya to figure out exactly what you said on the focus is. Vahenu, the koel sham, chavtesam al the mishnah, ha'bei dvarim. There were many cases in that Mishnah of Sio Isha, correct? Lamola, Livdaisa. Lachari can't say once the kid is 13, La Sio Isha.
You're on your own,
right? Lachari the mitzvah can't be La Sio Isha before because you can't go ahead and marry off a car. Okay? Livdaisa. Kumola Hasio Behu Begatlus.
That's not a real mitzvah. Last year is not a real mitzvah. Okay. It's only drabbanon. You can't give
them
a obligated.
Good question.
Yeah.
What's the marker for? The marker is a pasuk in
Ovid. No, it's a pasuk that's beating us after this.
No, that's not the marker.
I know, that's for women.
The marker has different markers.
It doesn't matter. It's not the right one. The mitzvah lumps it together.
I know. All right. Okay, I got it. Why does it even lump it together?
Okay, that's the famous Gemara. Ah, Vishnu Lam Biyab Yadai. Ah, Vito is not Biyab, right? Why is it not Biyab? Because he's the one that can do the Kiddush. But but by a girl, it's really totally on the other side, right? So the Gemara says, Vito means, give her a lot of money. Give her a lot of money, and then you'll ensure that you'll get a man. The Ayin of the Kalasham Chokhazim is Mishnah Harbi Dvari. But some things don't change. Hasiel with Dyson. Kamola Hasiel, Nehu Begavis, the Pasuk, Shmos Chapes Chapes, see, before Benefra, Kamola Gamba Chapes. Gamba Omid Beisham, Soyder and Yehuda, we'll get into this much later. Who lived also Benoit? This is very interesting. The Moor says, by the way, there's a case like this. So if Avram Kleinkaufman, when he was doing his opinion of evidence for his son David, asked his mother, because his father passed away in the war, I think. He was born after his father had passed away. What? He became something along his lines. I don't know exactly what happened. But he said to his mother when he was being fighting his own son, I have an opinion on that. She goes, I don't think so. So his mom is sitting there with an opinion on that of his own son. What does he do? Does he do his first or does he do his son's first? Talk about it. What would you say? Not food,
If he only has money for one, he's going to give the case.
That's the case that Gemara gives. Yeah. So there's two cases. One is he's got enough money for both. That's right. Which one does he do first?
He should go first.
He should do both at the same time because
we'll
it's cheaper.
Okay, we'll see. Interesting, you guys are saying he ties it into Tefillah Bizmana or Tefillah Shlomo's mind. He thinks that which comes first, Tefillah Bizmana from which Tefillah Bizmana.
What does he want to say?
So the Gemara says like this. The Gamba Omid Beisham, Sefer Rebbe Yehuda, this is my question of Yehuda Chachamim. Who lifts those who've been on lifts? Okay? He has to fight himself, and he has to fight his son. But no Kodam. Shezem mitzvah so al Ovid. Listen to the Lashon. Vur after who got it. Okay? Is that true? Who lifts us who've been on lifts us? Now the question is how you live in that Gemara.
That like Gemara talking about we had money for one?
The Gemara says he only has money for one. Right. Okay. Not talking about the Gideon, we're talking about what's right, says not priority, but it's. Which one is done first? Vur the after who got it, come to us all. Now that depends on how you learn the Gemara there. But Zelo, Polit HaKanakama, Rak Sfila, the midst of the Gufa Ode. Where we went spent a lot of time on this, Masha Kasafi, what happens by Mila when the son is over 13 and the father shows up, says, I want to do the Mila, does the father still have a key of Mila? There he goes back and forth to Mitzvah, maybe the father's key of Mila is Nifko once the son is 13. But here the Mitzvah says, based on the Kino, he's 100% sure that the father's key of to be quite that his son is existing. Even after the son is 13.
Now, Rabbi Machar, who you would have the case of the son is a governor.
What?
What's the case of you would have the case of the son is a governor?
Only if you learn a certain way that tomorrow. We'll talk about how to learn it tomorrow. Okay? The way he says it, there's a footnote there, only according to the way Tosus learns the Gemara like that. We'll get into that. Okay,
it's pretty fair to the Gemara, actually. Just read the Gemara. I mean,
yeah.
Just read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tanur Rabban, who liftois, who v'noi liftois.
Right.
So the Tanur Kama says, who koidim liftois? Rabbi Yehuda Aymer.
Yeah.
V'no kodmo. Shezeh mitzvaso al aviv. Because this person, the father, the mitzvah is on his father. And clearly he's a gadol himself. So and nevertheless the
mitzvah. Question is, how do you learn that
phrase? Hashem mitzvah so alaviv. His mitzvah is really on his father. But Zem mitzvah is b'no alav, and his son is incumbent upon him.
Two ways to learn
it. Because Zem means the son.
Right.
No.
That's my close Rashi Tosfos. Yeah. It's my close
Rashi
Tosfos. How to learn Shezem mitzvah.
Shezem for the son, not for the father.
Right.
Now listen, read it.
Yeah,
mitzvoso al aviv, chazem mitzvos b'no Allah. The Rebbe was saying his b'no was kodim because Lagabi himself, it's incumbent upon his father. Lagabi his son, it's incumbent upon him.
Chazem that the son, we have two people in front of us, the father and the son. Chazem the son, there are two people that are mechuyev in his opinion.
Right.
His father and him himself.
Right.
And the father is only one person to play with
him. There's two ways to learn that Gemara.
There are two people standing in front of us. There are two people standing in front of us. The father and the son.
There's Rashi and Tyson.
So the Gemara says, Shezeh, the son. There are two people that are mechuyev in this son's opinion. The father and the son. Both two people. While the father is standing in front of us, his father's already dead, his grandfather.
Yeah, there's two ways to learn that Gemara.
What is the case of that Gemara?
We'll learn that Gemara. We'll get to the Gemara. Venero is far as Zoom. The Av HaMitzvah Yoser Mehu Atzmo. Okay? That the Av, the source of doubt, the Allah habits the Yosem who Atzma. The father's chiyuv to do the pidyon is greater than the son's chiyuv to do it himself. Well, also with Ben, and as a result of that, the father shows up and says, "Here, I got the head slime." The son says, "I've been wearing this necklace my whole life, now you're showing up." The halacha is that if the son goes ahead and does the pidyon haben, he'd be chayiv to pay his father, right? The penalty of stealing the mitzvah. Well, also with Ben, lack of a mitzvah. There's a whole discussion in Ben Shach about someone jumps in and does the mila over there. There doesn't discuss Ben Yavan. There it discusses, you know, the classical case of the Gemara Chulin, where someone goes ahead and does Kisya Hadam on your dam. But he says here would be the same case. Nira the Talmud of Bez Din, the Chulin Lokuf called Echad Liftas. Is this true, by the way? Bezin could go ahead and be kaifi of Binyan Ben Nisui. Kedin mitzvah says she kaifi and ashtetzi nafsho. Hema av in the bed. The gam yeshibud nechosim.
We'll
see the Gemara here, what? That is a kind of sheep in the chosim by Binyan Ben, which is fascinating. Vashas kedushin shom v'gam l'man that sphir lay mil haksum v'tarksum b'shtar v'tafon v'kuchas. The loch is that there's a father, and the father at the 30th day comes, and he has fields, and he does not fight to his son. The halacha is Bezdin can be yerid into those fields, and even if he sells those fields after the 30th day, they can be mitzi l'kuchos in order to force him to go ahead and to pay for pidyon haben. The gam ne'emar the milah p'suk b'tar b'daraisa of m'kuchos ayin choshe mishpat. Kan nichsei shnehem meshubad. Interesting. The father already has fields that are meshubad for the pidyon haben because the 30th day came. Okay, now the son also has fields. So now you've got the son's fields and the father's fields all for the sake of being part of the son. Which one do you go after first? The Kayin has a choice. Interesting.
Who's the Kayin?
Oh, that's the Marat al Ghazi's case. Marat al Ghazi says, how could you ever be part of the? Because any time that you're going to go to the Lekuchos, the Lekuchos will say, right? It's a whole Marat al-Ghazi, and we'll talk about that. The mother thing, right? So he says, Mekirei Kohuna. He wrote a shtar to a specific kaya. And you give all these tsurim that you can go ahead and you're like, it's a big question. Yeah, and then believe me, if Shibin Chosim, So it sounds like Bezdin gets involved. So like Bezdin is going to decide what to do.
Should he designate the Kohen and say, I want that Kohen back?
Yes, we'll see that what they do is they write a Shtar Chayv to the Kohen.
Is Father Lava from Gedia? Or is it that every Kohen in the world really has a Shtar Chayv?
That's Baal Mishael.
That's what it means.
That's Baal Mishael. That's what it means.
But that's what the Kohen, you're not Shtar to it.
You can't. Who says you're the Kohen? That is right. Lava Baal from Gedia. That's the Lush thing. We'll see this whole Marat on Gaza. There's a lot of this stuff. Okay? Well, I want to get to one point. We'll get to all these points. Okay? There's a lot of points, a lot of very strange, amorphous things going on here that the Rishonim don't discuss. It's fascinating. The Rishonim don't discuss what is the mechanism by which Shibud, right, Shibud Nechasim is executed. How could that ever be executed? How could you ever execute Shibud Nechasim? There's another problem that Tysus deals with. How do you execute it? You have Lukuchos, you have the guy who's Lukuchos, is correct.
I mean, because it's all coming
to and Lukuchos says, you're taking from me? Blah, 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 yeah. You're not, who says that you're the, in other words, if you had lent the Meicher money, then I understand you have the right to come to me. But who says you're the one that has the Shibud on the Meicher? Maybe it's another Kohen.
All the Kohen in general. The Kohen is it's clearly a Shibud, you just don't know who to whom it's for sure.
So, Kohen Shema Tovim. Kohen Shema Tovim, you can't be a Gaipen,
man. If the guy comes to two witnesses and says, this is that we made, that he's just...
Then what? Does the Kohen have the right to go ahead and decide? Does the Meicher, does the father have the right to designate a Kohen?
Comes first.
What?
Comes first.
Really?
Yeah. I'm giving you an option, that's all. You said who it is. I'm
Mikira, I don't say the Kohen comes first. Let me ask you a question.
All the Kohen have a Shibud, what comes first?
All the Kohen have a
Shibud. Is there such a concept like that?
All the Kohen have a Shibud.
They all came
from says,
all the time in the world came collectively.
Yeah, the Gemara has a Shibud.
Once a Kohen comes, then it's Babur that he was
allowed. Yeah.
And he has right to be Zoch for all the other Kohanim.
He needs a Harsha for every Kohen.
And then they see who it is.
He needs a Harsha. Maybe Bezdin can happen.
Bezdin can do it, though.
Maybe, that's what he's saying. Maybe Bezdin can do it. Yeah. But Kohen Goyim made the Shiyuz. You hear this? The Kohen can go for change in Yitzah. The Asim Eitzel Echad Yesh Meshubadim Echad Yesh Ben Chayrin. Let's say now there's a son, okay? There's a son. He's 13. And there's a father. Now there's a father and a son. Neither of them want to go ahead and do the kiddush. Now we got to take care of the situation. The son has bnei chayrin and then the father has lekuchos. Or the opposite. Ein lekuchos yichayrin lechaysay la'ben chayrin. So after mitam hanafti, there's an eno. There's a general halacha that if there's a very very rich guy that sold his field, the halacha is that the lekuchos can go ahead and be doicha all balechayim. This can say go to the rich guy. He's got a bank account. Hanafti lechom makom legamzim. You're not allowed to go ahead and be gaiva from the Shabbat and the Makum Shiesh Bnei Chayrin. So the question is, let's say one of the two, the father and the son, has Ben Chayrin. So you're coming to me to collect, telling me that the father had a lot of fields. Okay, but look, the son's loaded. He's liquid. Don't go ahead and take from me because take from the son. So why can't you go ahead and throw it back to the son?
You came to me, what? I would say, go to the son.
You're distributing wealth, Chayrin? He's rich, but what's it, taxing the rich?
No. Because you view it like this. You view it that there is, I'll view it like this, I'll view it, I'll say, there is an obligation. And I have two people, okay, that there is a tfiyah against. Okay?
One's rich and one's not rich.
No, they're both rich. Okay?
No, it's the father and the son each have their
own. In other words, the idea is when the Kohen is coming to collect from me, I say to the Kohen, very interesting, I say to the Kohen, you're collecting for one obligation. It's an obligation on the son, correct? There are two places that you can collect for that one obligation. One place to collect is my field that was sold to me, and the other is the money that's in the son's, correct? It's in the son's pocket. Why are you going after me? Now, let me ask a question. Let's say the father's no longer around, and the son himself has the shubadim and has money in his pocket. You can force him and say, don't go after me. The son's got money in the pocket. Everyone agrees
that's
to that.
Sure.
Now what happens if there is a shibud vis-a-vis the father? How come the Kohen has the ability to direct his chiyuv through the father and come to my fields when the obligation all emanates from that one son, and the son now also has an obligation to be part of himself? say, why in the world are you going after my Mishubadu? Go ahead and collect from the son.
Maybe it's like a guarantor. Maybe it's a guarantor.
Is the son a guarantor?
Yeah.
So why can't
you? Know,
but
you have to go tell your
Jews.
That's what he just said.
If he's a guarantor, you have to go first. If he's an Arif, then you have to go first and father. You can't go
in the beginning, he said that the mitzvah on the others goes to me out. So the son granted, he has to pay 10 zerubim. But now, when you have the Torah and Shabbatim, even though he's the one, you have to go to the fields that come from the father. He's a bigger mitzvah.
Is anybody talking about Arif?
Yes.
Because I would say.
The Marat al Ghazi says, Mamish to din Arif. We'll go through each one. What?
My Virginia is
oh, it's yours, huh?
What?
Virginia. I thought you were fine.
What time is it? 10:15.
Sometimes.
Okay, let's read Shumas HaRashba, and then we'll continue next time. Okay? I can't get a lot of this. Okay. So you get in the picture, you're going to have to define the relationship between the son's kibbutz and the father's
kibbutz. Let's look at Shumas HaRashba. In the pond?
That's in this pond. That's a big problem. Yeah. Let's do the Shumas HaRashba. It's fast as a Shumas HaRashba. Shumas HaRashba. Shin Chaval. Let's read through that.
Shumas HaRashba. I should have had someone think tonight you got to it.
I'm having breakfast this morning. The Shul task force, Judy Silver.
Here we go.
There's another one. There's the one for the mayor baroness by Edelman. No?
And that also?
Edelman. Okay. Shin
Chaval, okay?
Hey,
Dresh Chavdal. How many pages do you have? Yeah, Chavkimu
Chavdal. Chavdal is one like that.
Chavkimu Chavdal. Everyone Chavkimu.
Oh, we only have Chavkimu Chavdal. Now we got Chavkimu.
Chavkimu.
I need a Chavkimu Chavdal.
Chavkimu. Chavkimu.
Chavkimu Chavdal.
Chavkimu. Yeah.
Chavkimu Chavdal. I need a Chavkimu Chavdal. Chavkimu. Okay, let's go through Chavkimu. Ready? Let's go. Sha'alta. Listen to this question. Ruvin before Yaakov. Ruven b'chor Yaakov. The lo padu ovid. The hidgel v'adayin Yaakov kai. Classic change. Okay. Uva asher Ruven mitzvos atzmo. The lo hinichu ovid. From a shuyev dena shuzu mitzvos ha'av al ben. This is the case. Mom's the case, right?
Haben al avril.
Mitzvos ha'av al ben. No.
Yeah.
Mitzvos haben al av.
No,
it's just, I know, but this is that's not correct. It's mitzvah haben al av.
What?
It means the same thing.
No, the Gemara talks about it.
Yeah, the Gemara talks about it. Okay.
Mitzvah haben the rami al ha'av.
Right.
If a ben tayen should save and should go, Parker Zachus Av Mine for Olive Liftos Zatzman. The Amartishan's topic Lachem Hadover. The he's come tem Liftos Schneehim. Lee Tain, listen to Zechomishlam. Varkach Yaxilahem Akain Chomishlam. Vasartem Lavorech Mizafek. Bekashtem Ashraf Lamed Al Dati. You hear that? You hear what the Shoyo wanted to do? Everyone gives five, neither of them makes a bracha. And then what? And then the Kayim gives back Chomishlam to who? Tshuva, nearly had varm shootim, shalom pokers of Chusa Av la Oilot. Vimbar liftas paid, the im higdil haben, shemitzvah haben al Av, Vishabar ben lechlau shloshim yam chalchi of Pidyano al Av. Elashim lorotza Av liftos, Vieshlo nechosim leben. Shema ha'av, ha'ben,
u'o
shemeis ha'av, ha'ben chayev liftos es atzma. V'hoga atzmacha. Emes paka zuchus ha'av, emes paka shibur ha'apidion min ha'chosu v'chalo ha'ben. Ki nitna ha'tayra zman l'chiyuva shel ha'av. This is true, by the way. It's true that if a father dies, after Shloshim Yom, there's a Ferish of Mishnah, Mem Vav, that says the father's Chiyuv, even after he dies, is still Tali in his Nechosim. Mm-hmm. So it's Mashma, once the Chiyuv of the father comes, the Mishnah Mem Vav says, everyone agrees, Meis HaBen LaAcher, Meis HaAv Acher Shloshim Yom, the halacha is that there's a Shibud on the Nechosim. It's Mashma, it hits Nechosim, we're done. Right. The Gemara there says, what's the machloek? It's parashu di'i'ika nechosim tuva v'kuli alma afilu cholka chayevim d'shtobu l'nechosim adab. Everyone agrees that if the father died after Shloshim Yom, and there's enough nechosim that each of the kids have, that meaning each one has a sla'im, the halacha is that what? He can be gaiva. The question is that if each one doesn't have a sla'im, each one has 2.5 slime, the Gemara wants to know, can he collect 2.5 from each? Do you say that they're considered to be like kuchos? Do you say that they're considered to be like yorshim? There's a whole discussion about how chalukah works. But smashma, it's only a question of chalukah and how chalukah works. But if each one has 20 or 30 slime, there's no doubt l'kule alma that the father's chiyuv, even after he's dead, has already been embedded in his nechosim, and you could collect. Mashma, that the chiyuv from the father can exist at that moment and is embedded in his assets.
How's it a raya though that the sons doesn't trump the father and ends there? Maybe the whole Gemara is talking about the nechosim when the father died is when the son is still a kohen. But maybe the sons are gadol and the taked is paka once he becomes.
No, but it's mashma. See, from our Gemara is like Tosfos learns. You're going to tell me a chiddush. The father dies after Shloshim Yom, there's a chiyuv on the chasim.
Until the son comes above.
Then the son comes above, then the shibud comes off?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a case where the son's still a cotton.
I hear what you're saying, but he's trying to say, from that fact, it appears that what he wants to say is, the shibud on the chasim is not merely an extension of this shibud haguf, correct? Meaning, and when he dies, you're going to say the shibud on the chasim falls off.
The same way as when the sons of God of the father still alive, the shibud on the father goes off. The shibud on the father is only an extension of the shibud on the father. If the father remains alive and the son becomes a god, the hakira is, does the chiyuv on the father paka? If it's paka from his guf, it's certainly paka from his nechasim.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. He seems to say, okay, interesting. We'll see. Alma afa
god. I understand, but I just understand what the riot.
It's a good riot because conceptually you're going to say to yourself that at that moment of 30 days, the father is okay. Absolutely obligated, correct? Mm-hmm. And his obligation is fulfilled, so to speak, by the very fact that, you know how he's fulfilled his obligation? By the very fact that it translates into his nechasim. Now, when the child grows up,
that proves that he doesn't choose to give. It's mandatory. He doesn't choose.
Correct.
It's not like he said, I want to be part of my child. At 30 days, automatically,
correct.
The child is not quite padui, but he has a shibud.
Right, now we're going to ask an interesting question. Let's say Bezdin now goes into his nechosim, goes ahead and collects the nechosim and distributes it to a kohen. The chayra, would he have a kiyum mitzvah, not the father? Or the father would have a kiyum mitzvah, wouldn't he?
It's his nechosim when to do it.
Right.
The same way, whenever you're kofen ala mitzvah, do you get a kiyum mitzvah, even though yes.
But there it's different. There, kofen ala mitzvahs, there's no way that the kfiyah of the mitzvah goes ahead and expresses itself in terms of an attachment. So sukkah, correct? They're not kofen a guy in sukkah, and he dies. That's it, he's done. But here, it's an interesting, concept. Let me ask you this question, just theoretically. The father has a kiyum to go ahead. The 30th day comes, he dies. There's a shibud nechasim. They go ahead and collect from his nechasim. Do you think now after Misa he could get the schus ha-mitzvah?
Yeah, why is there a shibud nechasim? How do you know that the shibud nechasim is not the cause kofen ala mitzvahs?
No. You're assuming it's No. Because the Gemara says it's nothing with kofen ala mitzvahs. I do it milak suz, but yeah, nothing with kofen ala mitzvahs.
No, it arises on day 30.
It arises on day 30. Nothing with kofen ala mitzvahs. Nothing with kofen ala mitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. Let's finish off this rashi, okay? Umiu imrotza haben liftos es atzmo. Umiu, however, imrotza haben liftos es atzmo. Ben yesh nechos mu'av ben she'ein. Lo podui midich siv tifte. V'chol akodem b'pinyonim zochum mevorech al pinyonim shemitzvah mutels al shneyam. Umiu mistaber sha'av koidim. Shemitzvah haben al ha'av. V'im lo rotza av liftos ach shehigdil haben. V'yesh lo nechosim ein kofenes av eles haben. Very interesting. Why do you say that? Maybe the whole case in the Gemara is whether the ben has a chiyuv to go ahead and to be paid himself is where the father left no nechosim. But maybe I might say when the father left nechosim, maybe there is no chiyuv on the son to be paid himself. My father's got nechosim. Go ahead and leave me alone. My father, so to speak, has complied with the mitzvah through an attachment of his assets. Now the attachment of the assets just has to go ahead and to reach the kohen. What?
Yeah, you have to just culminate the
mitzvah. Right, but he's saying not. He's saying even though the father has nechosim, yesh nechosim ein kofen es av ela es haben. The dafg is man shani yichalim lokuf haben. Kagon shehukar shu b'chor v'yesh nechosim ha ein lo o shelo hukar kagon zu sheyol b'shnei.
He's arguing about the mitzvah.
What?
He's arguing about the mitzvah.
What? Ve'ein yichalim
lokuf. Who has to take from either one? According to the Rashi for the Lukuchas, you should be able to push the Lukuchas from the Av to the Ben. If you don't force the Av, surely you're not going to force the Lukuchas.
Even,
correct.
Even if it's two Lukuchas.
Correct.
Even if it's two Lukuchas, you should go.
That's going to say that the Lukuchas can.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't push you off.
Right.
Of course they can push them off to
pretty
the
clear.
Who lift those? Who code them? Not all, you'll see later a very interesting thing. Who lift those? Who kodem es benori? Behuda Aimer, beno kodmo, shemitzvaso aviv, uv mitzvahs beno alav. Upina begemara puktai bidika chomish meshubadais. The Gemara says at the end of the day, the machlokes of Behuda Chachomim is they have chomish meshubadim. Kaloimer sheshibet hazokein. The father has, on the grandfather, has on his son already a field that has already been meshubad. Now sheshibet hazokein. Ben Shazokin Chayashov Ben Shuhumesh, Shakfan Nishtab Nuchosov, Kevin Shemesla Achashloshim. The Rebbe suffer Milva Ksuva Betoira, Keksuva Bishtar Domya. Shai, that's the reason the Shiba Nuchosov. Not because of Koyfin, because of Milva Ksuva Betoira, Ksuva Bishtar Domya. That he day Ozil Torah from Meshabde, Bahani Chomish Bene Chorim, Porek Le Libre. Meaning that Gemara seems to say that the homachlok is Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is whether milva ksuv b'tayra is ksuv b'shtad dami. But if milva ksuv b'tayra, then the father can say, I have chamish sloim. If you want me to be paid to myself, tough luck. My father is sitting there when the chosim that already meshubad go ahead and collect from his meshubadim. And the five that I have, I'll use for my son. The af agav the mitzvah ramya ale kol hecha the mitzvah menomu tell us a love. I've got five. My five is already meshubed for my son. But and since my father's chiyuv has already pre-existed, lefikach, go after my father. There's the only way Rashi learns the Gemara. Kevin shelo hukar habachor ve'en akoin yochel achzulav reza choizer al nixay avshin eshtab log bachor shel hukar. But if you know this for sure, this child's a bachor v'yeshlo and he has v'lo rotza av livdoso, and the father says no, I'm not being poed. The hukayv livdoso is atzmo v'kofenoso v'lo es ha'av. Unbelievable. Shes dover zed lemitzvah nemar v'lo liikuv. You hear this? You have a father that's unbelievably rich. The child's already 13. You don't go after the father's nechasim. You now go after the son. The Yerushalmi in Perek Kedushin has a question. Listen to this. What's the nature of the mitzvah of all these mitzvahs? Is it le'ikuv or is it le'mitzvah? Interesting. What is that? Le'ikuv means that the father can never ever, once the son's in the picture, the father is totally stuck. But no, it means kolomer, he's got a mitzvah to do. If the father doesn't do it, then you can jump to the son. That's what it means. Kolomer, mash amru, shemitzvahs elu la'av ala ben, la mitzvah bad v'lo le'ikuv, afil le'ikuv. Nashmina ha'da ba'garda, asa le'gavir, da'omer le'pais la'aba, di'yazbeini, the father has to go ahead, make sure, tell my father he's got to marry me off. Asa amr le velo sham le hada amr le mitzvah in temel ikov havi le mechufne ad kan venira da al kol mitzvahs haben al av hashnu yisham le mol if dos la siu ish lam da torah lam da umnus la shita benar amru kain velo ala siu ish la shita benar bevat shim kahan le first lo tzil la si isha le mitzvah le ikov. He's saying that in fasting all these mitzvahs are le mitzvah, but lo le ikuv. So therefore, if I would have a son that's 13, and the father has nechosim that I'm a shubadim from 13, 14 years ago, I cannot go ahead and automatically go after the father, because these mitzvahs, strange Roshami, are le mitzvah velo le ikuv. Therefore, I know now go after the son. So the Rashba is like going back.
How do you have a shibud if it's only le mitzvah and it's not le ikuv? I don't understand.
He just said
that it's milvaksu b'tara, and the only question is, it's kishtar or not, but it's a milva, aksuva b'tara, a milva doesn't sound, it's not the ego.
It's an ego until the son becomes 13.
So that's a little bit like what you're saying.
But he's saying, but the shiba doesn't go off. It's clear according to him that even though the son is 13, the Sheba doesn't go off, correct? He says that a number of times, right?
It's just a
question.
Right, it's a very interesting Rashi. Okay, we'll work on this.
The way we showed him right through this.
It's a two Shibudim, and it's a priority of Shibudim we're talking
about. The Sheba,
but one thing the Rashi says for sure, 100%, that if the father shows up in the picture, and the father says, okay, I've been derelict up till now, I want to go ahead and do the pigeon, the son's got to step back and let the father do the pigeon. That for sure he says. Correct? That for sure he says. He says that. The question is, if the father's recalcitrant and he refuses to go ahead and do it, now what do you do? I've got a father, he doesn't want to go ahead and do it, and I've got a son. So Minchas Chinuch declared that what? I've got a father, I've got a son, no one wants to do pigeon. What do I do? So now, both of them have Shibudim. Yeah. Now I've got an option. You ever hear about an option?
The Rashba says that you go after the son.
The Rashba says you go after the son.
It's a tension. He says that if they both want to do it, you got to step back in favor of the father. But if they both don't want to do it, then you got to force the son.
It's just a different priority.
So we have to figure out what's going on here, right? And everyone agrees, it says, no one learns the Gemara like you. We'll see the way next time we'll go through Gemara Kedusha.
That's very often that happens.
What? What?
No one learns the Gemara like me.
We'll see that it appears no one seems to say that the Shibud Nechasim falls off of the father once the son comes in the picture.
Just the priority of Shibud.
Okay, and evidently one of the big questions we'll have to say, what's going on here? Is there just a Priyas Chayiv here? Or is there a mitzvah and a Priyas Chayiv? Right? Is there a mitzvah? Is it mitzvah Nesina, mitzvah Priyas Chayiv? Okay. Very good. Okay, by the way, what Taisus asks, that there's a miut in the Gemara, Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, in Becharis, that says you can't be paid there with karkois. So Taisus says, we can't be paid with karkois, but a Shibud Nechasim help. Right? So...
They sell it.
What?
Sell it. Make them sell it.
Yeah, make them sell it. Yeah. Make them sell it. Okay, very good. Wow. All right. That's the Rashba. Okay, we'll do the Rishbi Vash next time. We'll do the Gemara, Marat Hagazi. Okay,
good. Need the Gemara for that.
Okay, the Gemara? Gemara, thank you.
So who ended up picking up this mitzvah? Who picked the mitzvah?
You're a Kohen, right?
You did it?
No, David, you were, it was you picking up it, huh?
I was asking.
He confirmed it.
We all knocked out of Rav Tarun.
As a matter of fact, I had already made copies to Rav Chometz Friday until I saw other people coming up with the
So
it's okay to feel.
So now
I hear you. I feel bad. Are you taking this to, does Ben pick this up for me?
I already have one. This is a second one.
You must have really enjoyed learning your day.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I still need to understand it. Clarify.
Yara Yara, Yadin Yadin, but Yadin Bechoris Al Yadin.
Hold on. Ben, I'm sorry. I didn't take it out of my pocket in time, but you got some of it.
Wasn't it all in your pocket?
It was, but I don't think that it went through my pocket. I doubt it.
מה, אני לא יכול לקטח לך? שווה כסף אולי?
לא, לא.